Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. Well, this is Monday. Time for another slice of fresh bread.
We have finished getting the nourishment from the fresh bread of God's Word from the Gospel according to James. We're now headed to a new section of God's Word, so the slice of fresh bread the coming weeks is going to be from 1 Thessalonians. So let me just introduce it to you today. This is God's Word. Let's read the opening verse of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. Well, just a couple of thoughts about this opening verse. This is the first epistle Paul writes chronologically. It is an epistle to a church that is under duress. In fact, the occasion of this epistle is that the church at Thessalonica is the first church that undergoes persecution for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that is a state-sponsored persecution. In this instance, the state-sponsored persecution is not coming from Rome, but from the local government, of course permitted by Rome, and in this persecution, some believers are actually dying for the faith. And so they are sending Paul a series of questions that Paul is going to answer for them. And that series of questions includes, Paul, you told us to come to Jesus as Lord and Savior. You also told us that Jesus was not only crucified and risen and ascended, but was coming again, and that he was coming again soon. Well, Paul, Jesus hasn't come back yet, and there are believers who are dying because of their love for Jesus. What has happened to them? The majority, not all of, but the majority of this epistle is devoted to encouraging them under persecution and answering the question, what happens to the believers who died under persecution? More than that, what happens to any believer who dies in Christ and for Christ and who lives by faith and dies in faith? What happens to them in terms of their existence having died before Christ comes? So he's going to answer these questions, and he is going to do so in this epistle. It's written to the church at Thessalonica, where the Apostle Paul had had this wonderful ministry. They are now under persecution. Paul is writing, along with him are members of his team, Silas and Timothy, whom he had picked up and discipled beginning with his second missionary journey. And he introduces the epistle by saying the church is a church that is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, this is God's church, the Father's church, in Christ, who has purchased his church with his own blood, and it is for Christ. And it is, of course, we are going to find out in the rest of the epistle, the work of the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, in the church, purchased by Christ for God the Father. And what will the Holy Spirit bring? The ministry of grace and peace. Grace, that's when God gives us what we don't deserve. Mercy is when he withholds from us what we do deserve. Justice is when he gives what we deserve. But we don't want justice. We want mercy, where he withholds from us what we deserve and Jesus pays for it. We want grace, where Jesus gives us what we don't deserve. And we thank God that we have peace. We have the peace of God with Christ in our hearts. We have peace with God because of Christ's atoning sacrifice. And we are peacemakers for God. As we proclaim the gospel of peace, how can men and women who are at enmity at God be made right with God and be brought into the family of God? That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.